Good evening. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the inner circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. For those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web, thank you for caring to be with us right here than any other place on the planet. And for those of you who are using your phones and radio apps towards your greater good, thank you for being that wise. And of course, those of you who are the inner circle, the ones who make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed time, thank you so much for your consistency. For those of you who are not familiar with me and you're tuning for the first time, I am consistently speaking to the issues of our liberation, our resurrection, our being able to respond correctly and directly in any and every now moment towards our greater good. To understand that we are being slapped in the face on all sides with all of the obesity and the diabetes and the issues that have crystallized in our tissues as a result of what we've done consistently over time in terms of all of the partaking of all of the products that we have access to in the supermarkets, the corner stores, and all of the things that we've ingested over decades. And now that things are showing up as a result of how much stuff that we've consumed that has no organic, natural life force. And it's just there. And this is why we see over time, you know, sisters will say, well, you know, I used to be very petite. You understand? And over the years of consistency over time in dealing with the standard American diet, it's like there's nothing the body knows how to do with all of the stuff that we've consumed over the years. And I have to speak to it. I have to address it because it's like the elephant that's in the room that nobody's speaking about how sick we are. You understand? And to not address it and to think that there is some true progression that we've made as a people, to not address it and to think that there is some real prosperity that we can have when so many work on behalf of who I refer to as the corporate deities of death, the meat, the dairy, the eggs, the chicken, the fish, the alcohol, tobacco, and sugar industries, that we can do better. And to understand that to have so many people who are daily engaged in the manufacturing, the production, the distribution, the advertising of things that the body cannot utilize. It has absolutely no nutritional value. There's nothing that it does to enhance cellular functioning. And for these things to become consumed more than fresh fruit and vegetation, for us to have more access to that which has no substance, nothing that our hearts, our bloodstreams, our bodies can utilize, all for the sake of money and capitalism and profit, it's delusional to think that there is some profit when so many ones are engaged in undermining their cellular functioning. And because it is the norm, because it is a part of what we have all inherited being under a system of capitalization where purpose in existence has been relegated to how much money we're generating. And the thought that we're supposed to be dying from something being so prevalent. And then the suicide rates is increasing amongst our youth. The disenchantment, the homelessness, the hopelessness, the drug addiction. And now the widespread use of marijuana, or what people refer to as cannabis and CBD oil, and this craze that's going on all over the world behind it. I'm just saying is that we're in a state of emergency, global crisis, and it's beyond the haves and the have-nots. It's about the carelessness and the care nots. It's about our realizing that there is an initiative to make sure that we are not able to respond correctly and directly to being under a state of emergency. That we continue to focus on the ball games. To be distracted with all of the entertainment. Our entertainers have become our leadership. Are they entertaining or facilitating our entertainment or distracting? Yes, we all need comic relief. We all need to be able to relax. We all need to be in a place and space where we are supported institutionally, systemically, towards our wholeness, towards our greatness, towards our being in a place and space where we are exalting a full life's urge, which is the natural instinct of intelligences of all shape, form, and fashion, that we, as these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence, should be able to respond correctly and directly in every now moment under any nationality, ethnicity, religion. Everything should be working towards the greater good. But if the people themselves and the populace that we are, if you as individuals and as we as individual points of this absolute and supreme intelligence do not care to exalt a full effort in our living, if it does not matter to us that which we claim as food in the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, artificially colored, artificially flavored, NutraSweet, aspartame, latent stuff, all of these candies and gums and sugary things, or the things that have the Splenda and the Equal and the aspartame. And I'm just saying is that these things should have never come to market. There should be an initiative in our living that exalts life itself, and industrialization and all of what we have come to have an understanding of and an understanding of in terms of how much chemical poisoning there is and the accumulation over time of these chemicals, these nitrates and nitrites, preservatives and BHA and BHT and the synthetics and all of the stuff. Then by the time you filter in all of the vitamins that people take thinking that they're doing something that's in their best interest, when your body is organic and the vitamins are not. See, the system does not work by itself. It works because people work it. Our educational systems, our universities and colleges, our schools and whatnot have worked towards putting us in a place where we can sit still for X amount of hours a day, that we can urinate and move our bowels at a certain time of day. We can eat at a certain time of the day. We can, you understand, we can really be kept in square rooms or boxes. Without, and to do this consistently over time, under the guise of education, which is not intended to truly develop and cultivate the real gifts of who the people actually are, who these children actually are. We should be in a place and space where we are truly acknowledging the divine spark of genius that is inherent within everyone. And to know that the educational process should be a process of cultivating the divinity of the being that is there. that nobody has been authorized by the intelligence of existence, the law, the light of existence, that which we refer to as God, to be the perpetuators of sickness, illness, disease, and death as a livelihood. That we are under the auspices of those who are not really all put together like they would exalt themselves to be, because otherwise you would not be allowing for the manufacture and the production and the distribution and the commercial advertising and sublimation of that which undermines the cellular functioning of children, from the vaccinations and inoculations to the candy and the, all of the stuff that's available on the market that is marketed to children, without our really having an understanding that sugar is really the gateway drug. The refined white crystalline thing called sugar is the gateway drug that many have become addicted to as children. A system and a society and a government that facilitates the cellular oppression of its children is a system and a government and a society that will compound ill upon ill upon ill upon itself until it dies. So the children have to become wise enough to outthink their parents and their grandparents. And the youth, those who are the 20-some-year-olds and the 30-some-year-olds, have to come to a point in place where they realize that they do not have 20 years to be out of order. They do not have 20 years to try to figure it out. They do not have 20 years to be in the ditches and valleys of degradation on the path of adulteration and then think that they will have time to get themselves together. They do not have that kind of time. We're under a system of suppression and oppression so that we are anesthetizing, inebriating, intoxicating, self-medicating. That does not amount to wholeness and healing. And in the light, it's everybody's responsibility to know how to care for themselves, to know how to feed themselves, to know how to cleanse themselves, to know how to really reverse these issues. It's nothing that we need to be licensed, certified, and degreed to do when the exaltation of life and the exaltation of who we are as intelligences of existence should be that which we are really involved with on a daily basis, consistently over time. So that we have the greatest opportunity to unfold, to consciously cultivate the divinity of ourselves, to be self-actualizing, self-realizing, to consciously care, to be harmonizing with the intelligence of existence, the laws of existence, the will of existence, and to know that each generation should become more dynamic than the previous one, and there is greatness in the lineages that we represent. And so we take this time to remember, we take this time to be supported in making the commitments to life itself, to realize that no matter what we've done, no matter what the prognosis, no matter what the diagnosis, no matter what your story is, the issue is we are able to rewrite our own narratives about what we're living for and what really matters to us and what it is we'd love to see and how do we engage with one another to create the greatest opportunities for the greatest giving, the greatest sharing, the greatest loving, the greatest being for us all. See, the intelligence of existence is so intelligent that it has gifted itself to absolutely everything and everyone, everywhere. It beats our hearts. It breathes us. We're all breatharian first. And we all really require the same things in order to truly optimize and maximize the intelligence of who and what we actually are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme presence that is absolutely and supremely present. And to know that there is no separation, that there is only one intelligence of existence that has gifted itself to everything and everyone. And so when we are moving through the city and seeing the people with their pets and the dogs and whatnot, these beings are intelligent. You understand? The cows are intelligent. You understand? So even if they're bred beings and they are mixed breeds or whatever, they're still intelligent. You can't take the intelligence out of a thing. And the nature of the intelligence is still divinity. It's conscientiousness. It's consciousness. And these people have put us in a place where we feel as though the cows and the pigs and the turkeys and the chickens, that they have no feelings, that they're just dumb creatures. But why would you eat them? And now we've got all of these ones who are really signing off as in, not as intelligences of existence, but based upon their exalting their identity based upon what they eat. So we are kind of signing off on being human eaters as opposed to being human beings. And so the food should be the fuel for optimization and maximizing our cellular functioning so that we are literally oxygenating, hydrating, mineralizing, and facilitating optimum cellular functioning and regenerating ourselves, healing ourselves. But the people have you in a position where you have created all of these issues. So if you multiply your age times 365 and get how many days you've actually lived and subtract 730 days, which is the 2 years that you probably did not have teeth coming into the world. And to know that by hook or by crook, you bathe and you were bathed and you bathe every day. The outside of your body, but you don't live on the outside of your body. You live on the inside of your body. And for 10 to 15 to 20 to 25,000 days of life and have bathed every day, sometimes 2-3 times a day based on the activity, and then have not spent 1/10 of that time focused on bathing the inside of the body, not knowing how, not even being oriented towards a need to do it for the sake of reversing any kind of issue. And so where many ones now are moving in the trend of veganism and vegetarianism and whatnot, and are still consciously reaching for a lot of proteins and starches to make up for the meat that they aren't eating, and being in a place where they would prefer to have egg substitutes and meat substitutes and all of this thing, it will not facilitate the kind of cleansing that truly needs to happen as a result of 10, 20, 30,000 days of meat, dairy, eggs, chicken, fish, flesh, flour, sugar, alcohol, tobacco, and all of the artificial colors, artificial flavors, nitrates, nitrites, and all of that. So I am the one who is really emphasizing the need for us to truly get clear that we are intelligences of existence. We are not black people and white people. And you understand, we're not colors. We're hues, have hues. But that does not constitute our identity. And so the self-knowing, the creator knowing, the creation knowing, how do we create? How do we participate in what's showing up in the world by virtue of what thoughts we think. How crystal clear is our visioning, our care, our imagination to bring forward that which is going to facilitate some of what is needed in the water purification, in the reversing some of the poisoning of the land and the demineralization of farmlands and all of this stuff. I'm just saying is that, no, the genius is already in us. But we're suffering from degrees of cellular oppression as a result of all of the chemical residues that are being held by all of the mucus that came from all of the waffles and the pancakes and the biscuits and the croissants and the donuts and the dinner rolls and the pancakes, all of these things that create all of this mucus that holds all of these chemicals. And then you're just going to stop eating those things and then start eating these other things that may be organic, but then you're spending all this money on that which they say is organic. But how is it that we had all of this inorganic food? Now all of a sudden we got all of this organic food. Certified organic, but your tissues are holding more chemicals from the nitrates and the nitrites and the preservatives and the carbon monoxide and all of the gases that they did with all of the meat so that it looked like it was still arterial, and it was not. It was putrid. It was just colored. So I'm saying is that, you know, we're in a state of crisis. Crisis that has been facilitated through being cellularly oppressed so that we are not accessing the fullness of the clarity of thought and mind that we should have access to as intelligences of existence. We should have outthought this. We should have outthought a system that is in place that is oppressive. That it's not just oppressive to those who are the ascendants and the descendants of the indigenous ones and the enslaved ones, but oppressive to absolutely everybody. And someone feel as though because they work good jobs and they get a good pay and they can, you know, be behind gated communities and drive nice cars and all of this, that they've made it and they've arrived, but they haven't outthought this. And then to have all of these autistic children, special needs children, because of the nutritional deficiency that was perpetuated as a result of being fed breakfast cereals and cow's milk and ice cream and candy and sugar and all of this stuff from the time that you was very, very young, from the time that you could chew, feeding the flesh of dead animals to children and hot dogs and hamburgers and all of this stuff. And then when it come time for them to procreate and become mothers and fathers, which is destiny from the time that we were typed female and then male in our mother's wombs, destiny was becoming men and wombed men, mothers and fathers, grandmothers and grandfathers, great grandmothers and great grandfathers and great great and the great great and the great great. And I'm just saying that even if you did not bring children forward, you still have duty, obligation, and responsibility and the exaltation of a full life's urge. Still have responsibility, duty, and obligation to honor the legacy of the lineages that you represent, to consciously care, to be a glory unto those through whom you've come, to consciously care, to activate your DNA, to invoke and call forth the greatness of who you have come through, your inheritance and your heritage. It's not that some generations, a couple of generations, they work and work and work and work and they set up trust funds and this and that and the other, and those who they didn't have time to spend with, they get all of their money when these ones have worked themselves to death and they've gone. And I'm saying that we are all so absolutely blessed with each and every breath and every beat of our heart. And in this now moment, we have to cultivate the best of ourselves, the light of ourselves, the truth of ourselves, to understand the oneness that we each are with existence itself. And that includes all the cows and the pigs and the chickens and the turkeys. And we cannot be in violation of ourselves and really survive it. We cannot be in violation of the laws that govern our existence and survive it. We cannot be murderers, liars, and thieves and survive it. We cannot destroy Mother Earth and the integrity of Mother Nature and survive it. We cannot love killing ourselves, undermining ourselves, feeding, intoxicating, inebriating, anesthetizing, stupefying ourselves, self-medicating, and survive it. So the issue is, what do we really want? What do you really want? I know what I really want. And that's just to walk in the fullness of the integrity of my own authenticity as this living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of this absolute and supreme intelligence. And what do I want? To see us all digging deeper, reaching higher, consciously caring to be completely cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and revivified so that we are rising as a global humanity. On behalf of all of those who've come before us, all of those whose names we can call, all of those who strove, all of those who struggled, all of those who were taken out, all of those who were deemed a threat to the status quo, to the oppressive energies and frequencies. But to know this, there is no triumph possible without absolute love, light, wisdom, truth. There is no real power without real love, light, wisdom, and truth. There is no real prosperity where there is no investment in cultivating the wealth of the people themselves. We have to flip this script. It's a whole new paradigm, and the paradigm is the order of the ages in the laws of existence and the love of being. And being loving. And being in the integrity of who we are. As wombed men, the perpetuator of lineages. And men, the progenitor of lineages. And to know that regardless of which one you're more feeling like. Because we've got a lot of stuff going on. Everybody is here to rejoice in the blessedness in being. And we can create heaven on earth, as the earth is already in heaven. And this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal. Good evening. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the inner circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. For those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web, thank you for caring to be with us right here than any other place on the planet. And for those of you who are using your phones and radio apps towards your greater good, thank you for being that wise. And for those of you who are my inner circle, the inner circle, thank you for caring to be consistently present with me. And I pray that you are consistently inspired and motivated to go even deeper within yourself, to reach the heights of yourself, and to affirm and declare your purpose in being, and being purpose to walk in the integrity of the all that you are, as living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is all there is as existence itself. It beats our hearts. It breathes us. We are so absolutely and divinely blessed to be able to participate as these points of its own very presence and in our now moment. It is our duty, obligation, and responsibility to exalt the blessedness of our being, to be in a place and space where it is absolutely that which we care to do, that we love to do, that we don't mind it. It's not an imposition. It's not a hardship to do that which brings life, that to do that which brings greater harmony and peace, to do that which allows us to be victorious and triumphant over situations and circumstances, and to master ourselves to the degree to which we're always creating greater circumstances and situations, in manifesting and womb manifesting the greatness of what it is to be simply these points of this absolute and supreme presence. And to know that exalting a full life's urge, coming to that center of knowing that the day and time in which we find ourselves immersed in so much going on, it's all going on all at the same time. But what's on the planet and what's in the world is temporary, it's temporal, it's corporal. But we are, as a planet, as a global populace, immersed in nothing but eternity. And as we are moving and traveling through space, through this cosmic reality, then it behooves us to really come to that point and place where we are focused on the absolute realities, that we are not allowing ourselves to be tossed in the spirit worlds, tossed in like being on a raft in the Pacific Ocean, that we are just finding ourselves going here and there and not having any real direction. We need to be in a place and space where it truly matters to us to be focused, to come to a point and place where we know how to be still, that we can still the waters of our own soul, that we are able to see what we want to see in our imaging, our imagination, to visualize our victories and triumphs over those things that would have us in a place and space where we feel insecure and doubtful and restless, nervous, tense, stressed. And knowing that we should be the masters of our own destiny, avoiding tragic dates with fate, being centered consistently, taking the time to realize that there is one real eye that truly sees through every eye, and that we are all related and interconnected with each and every breath and every beat of our heart, to get beyond all of the bigotry and the racism and the ugliness and the disenchantment and the disrespect and disregard, to come to a point and place where we understand that the power that we have to really be completely cleared of the violations and the trespasses and all of those things that have whittled away at our own degrees of self-worth and self-deservedness and self-confidence and conscientiousness as these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence, to come to a point and place where we realize that for all of the days that we've lived, that we have taken the time, except for extenuating circumstances where we would brush our teeth and we'd bathe the outside of our bodies every day. But did we take the time to really cleanse the inside of our bodies every day as diligently and as consistently as we've cleansed the outside of our bodies every day? And I'm saying that in this now moment, as a result of the consistent misuse and abuse of our life force, the consistent assault upon ourselves, the consistent commercialism and advertising to have us eating the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, artificial colors, artificial flavors, NutraSweet, and all of these things that put us in a place and space where there is a concentration, a saturation, a contraindication of chemicals and additives and hormones and antibiotics and worms and parasites and whatnot that are in our body temples where we live. And that these things are impacting and affecting us, putting us in a place and space where it's very difficult to be centered. It's very difficult to be confident. It's very difficult to be obedient and obeying the conscious laws that govern our being, that it's easier to be a lawless. It's easier to exalt a will to be wrong. It's easier to be on a tragic date with fate, to be self-destructive and self-denying. But that's the conspiracy. That's the agenda. That's the purpose of being under a global initiative that is depopulation and genocide, to have us as these individual points of the presence of the absolute divided within ourselves, that we are not exalting a full effort in our living, that we feel entitled to do things that undermine our own life force, that we feel entitled to be mistaken, entitled to be wrong. We feel entitled to be sin-filled and to be in a place and space where we are excusing ourselves from walking in the divinity of life itself, that we are not appreciating the blessedness of our being, that we are undermining ourselves and ourselves. We prefer to have our tobacco and our black and miles and our marijuana and things more than we want the cleanliness of our lungs. We would care to have the Powerade, the Gatorade, the Red Bull, and all of these other artificially colored and flavored things more than we care to have fresh water cleansing ourselves, that we would prefer to be feeding off of that which has no life force than to eat that which we are designed to eat. In terms of the fruit and the vegetation, we are in a place and space where our bodies are breaking down, that we are having to build, and they're building more hospitals and hospices and clinics and things, and closing schools and putting guns and things, arming teachers. Because being bastardized at the cellular level all of your life to put you in a place where your mama and your daddy and your teachers and whatnot are having to or wanting to beat the hell out of a child because they didn't realize that they were putting the devil in the child, that which is divisive, that which undermines them, that which puts them in a place where they cannot pay attention, they cannot sit still, they cannot obey. Because they have been poisoned all of their lives. And for us not to realize that a system and a society that poisons their children, those who get up and go to work to manufacture and produce that which has no substance, and to market it and advertise it and commercialize it to children. And we've all been impacted and affected by it. And impacted and affected by those who were affected by it, which is the foundation of where the incest and the rape and the molestation and the verbal abuse, the mental abuse, the sexual abuse, the physical abuse. It is not the will of existence or that which we refer to as God for each generation to become degenerate. It is not the will of the intelligence of existence or that which we refer to as God to have us in a place and space where we are dying younger and younger, have more sickness, illness, and disease than ever before. It is not the will of existence or the will of that which we refer to as God or Yah, Yahweh, or Jah, Allah, or any of the other names that we could call for us to be in a place and space where we have lost our divinity, our right alignment with life itself, that we would prefer to be out of our sanity or insane, that we would continue to do the same things consistently over time, thinking that we get a different result. But the things that we're doing is compounding the amount of toxicity that is concentrating in our very cells, so that we are dysfunctioning in the process, that we are aging, getting older, degenerating, not regenerating, not being able to truly mature. And so it takes a conscious intention and a conscious effort, and you keep putting yourselves on the back burner. You keep investing in that which has no life force, and you consistently be hearing, looking for more and more and more, but doing less and less to truly honor yourself. And I'm calling you to come to that point and place where it truly matters that you walk in the fullness of who and what you are, that you care to be in alignment with the light of the truth of that you are, as this point of an absolute and supreme intelligence, that you are in that place and space where you understand that under a global initiative that is depopulation and genocide, it matters how we walk on a daily basis. It matters what our intentions are. It matters that we care to be in a place where we are completely cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, revivified, so that we are able to stand as a resurrected people, a global humanity. Not those who have lost their humanity, dwelling in the ditches and valleys of degradation and insanity, perpetuating sickness, illness, disease, and death as a livelihood, positioning oneself to profit off of all of the things that are being created to measure this and to measure that and to do all of this testing and whatnot. But the body is just filled with garbage. If you take time and take whatever it is you're eating and put some of it in a trash can in your kitchen and go ahead and eat what you're eating, but every time that you put something in your mouth, put some of that in the trash can, and I guarantee you that that trash can will begin to stink. But the same thing that's in the trash can is in your body. It is the consistent defilement of the blood upon which our spirits are charged that is creating the ill thought that lays foundation for the illnesses, that puts us in a place where it's hard to be still, it's hard to be patient, it's hard to be kind, it's hard to be loving, it's hard to truly care. To be in a place where we have an understanding and an understanding with that which allows us to stand absolutely, resolutely. To be uncompromising. To strive towards virtue of character that is consistent with who we actually are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of absolute and supreme intelligence, and to have an understanding that intelligence does not kill itself or its children. Intelligence does not war against itself. And so to have countries that are warring against itself, against its own populace, those who are legislating and perpetuating those products that undermine the cellular functioning of whoever consumes it, and that these things are being marketed to us. They show up everywhere where we're celebrating our birthdays and our graduations and Easter and all of the holidays, and all of that is filled with all of these things that undermine the integrity of who we are as these points of absolute and supreme presence, and put us in a place where we rejoice in our right to be wrong and misaligned and be mistaken and be filled with all manners of stuff that does not allow us to respond correctly and directly as intelligent beings in any circumstance or situation. We should have outfought this by now. And just because veganism and vegetarianism is trending, it does not mean that you, after 20, 30, 40 years of meat, dairy, eggs, chicken, and fish, can have a vegan form of the meat, dairy, eggs, chicken, and fish, and you eat that for the next 20 years, and you'll be all right. The cancer is literally already forming in the body from 20, 30, 40 years of meat, dairy, eggs, chicken, fish, flesh, alcohol, tobacco, and sugar. And so when people say, oh, well, you know, I know vegans and vegetarians that die from cancer. Why? Because we were never born and raised as vegan and vegetarians. And those ones who were often end up going back into society and the death culture, or mating with and having children with those who never knew the difference, because they were brought up on meat, dairy, eggs, chicken, and fish like the general society. And those ones who have been licensed, certified, and degreed to practice whatever degrees of modalities, whether it's the dietitians or the nutritionists or other ones who are the doctors and surgeons and whatnot, when everybody has been fed the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, and then they matriculated through whatever level of academia that they went through, then chances are they missed some very vital things. And to find that instead of being able to facilitate the cleansing of the body after thousands of days of meat, dairy, eggs, chicken, and fish, cleansing the body, then they are just wanting to poison the body more with the chemo, with the radiation, with the pharmaceuticals, with the drugs, and take responsibility for facilitating the cleansing of the body so that the intelligence of the body can really be activated to facilitate the natural processes that the body itself will go through to cleanse itself. This now moment in which we are requires us to really invest in the real estate of womanhood and manhood. To be in a place where we understand that as men, the progenitor of lineages, and as women, the perpetuator of lineages, perpetuating and exalting life is what we should be doing. But to be in a place where so many are perpetuators of sickness, illness, disease, and death through the production and manufacturing and distribution and advertising and commercializing that which has no substance, and being marketed to children and jingles and whatnot to make the Saturday cartoons and these commercials make children feel like they're missing something if they're not being poisoned. And so for those of us who are maturing, for those of us who care to be matured, and those of us who care to be truly respected in our living and exalt a full life's urge, then it's time for us to come to the forefront of the conversation. It's time for us to really walk the walk and be in the integrity of caring and loving enough to stand in the truth and the light on behalf of our children and our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren and our great-great and the great-great-great-grandchildren and the great-mothers and the grandmothers and the great-grandmothers and all of those through whom we've come. Systems and governments of men have no right and no authority to usurp our duty, obligation, and responsibility that is inherent in existing as perpetuators and the progenitor of lineages of people. These people can license and certify us and degree us to put band-aids on cancers that we're creating, to be in a place where we're only having a conversation about managing disease, but not having a conversation about how to heal, how to reverse the disease, how to be in a place and space where you can get off your high blood pressure meds, you can get off of our pharmaceuticals, you can heal from the cancer and all of that, and it never come back again. See, these people have no faith and they have no real knowing because they have not studied life and they have not applied themselves to that which is the true and living God, and to be in a direct line of light with angels and guides and guardians to get that download of insight and inspiration so that they are truly facilitating the healing that should be happening as a result of us being under a global initiative of sickness, illness, disease, and death as profit, as business. Success in capitalism is not success in life. Success in business is not necessarily success in life. Success in living and exalting a full life's urge and facilitating and cultivating the wealth of oneself is really the real success in life. That's what we're here to do. And to be in a place where we are ignoring and disregarding and disrespecting the order of existence and the intelligence of our own beings, and we are undermining ourselves and exalting and investing in so much polished wood, metal, and stone, and investing so heavily into meat, dairy, eggs, chicken, fish, alcohol, tobacco, black and miles, marijuana, and all of this other stuff. I'm just saying is that when it comes time to really do what needs to be done, we need to understand that the doing that needs to be done now is in the resubstantiation of the substance and the quality of our being. And to know that that's what will give us access to every other thing that we could possibly have need for, use for, desire for. But coming to that place and space where we care to walk in the integrity of our own authenticity, come to that place and space where we care to be vivid in our own self-expression as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of absolute and supreme presence, where we care to rewrite the scripts and to flip it and to bring forward the light of supreme intelligence pouring forward in our own lives, that we are activating our DNA and invoking the greatness of who we are as these points of this absolute and supreme presence on behalf of our lineages, on behalf of our mothers and fathers, our grandmothers and grandfathers, our great grandmothers and great grandfathers, and all of the great ones and the grand ones that came before them. And to know that that is really our real inheritance. It's not that one generation worked themselves to death to leave trust and whatnot to other ones that they didn't have time to spend with. That constitutes the real legacy. The real legacy is in the exaltation of the light of the beings, the cultivation of the right alignment of our beingness and our being true to the divinity of existence, and honoring that which is divinity of existence, because all of existence is the evidence of the divinity of being directly, the supreme intelligence, and our being supremely intelligent is our birthright. And these people have no duty, obligation, and responsibility to undermine the intelligence of existence. That is not purpose in being. That is distortion and dysfunction as a result of having a poisoned bloodstream, being misaligned, where the manufacturing and the production of more and more warfare, more and more killing machines, and more poison, and more, you understand, is just going to create tragic dates with fate and the and those who are on a cataclysmic ride with demise, those who are the perpetuators and the legislators of sickness, illness, disease, and death, those who love it so much, then death to you. Death to the inclination to reach for death when you are already immersed in the reality of eternity. To know that everyone who has a beating heart is blessed by the divinity of existence itself, and to consciously care to be completely cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, so that we are having the opportunity to let go of all of that distortion and dysfunction, that no matter how low we've gone and what the tragedy and the travesties we have participated in, that we can apply ourselves to being completely cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and made whole. What a joy and what a blessing it would be to have every spirit that's in a body really care and be supported in being vivid in their own self-expression as such a divine being full of love and light and wisdom and truth and peace and poise and power and potency. And we are all complementary to each other. And there's just nothing but that which exalts life, and all of our education and all of our religious training and all of the systems and institutions are all aligned in the exaltation and the perpetuation of life and light. That nobody lives to exalt death. Nobody cares to be killing and murdering and slaughtering and oppressing and suppressing and raping and violating. Everybody cares to be honorable and right, aligned and righteous and filled with an overwhelming degree of love and thanksgiving with each and every breath and every beat of their heart, that we are all working towards the wholeness of everything and everybody everywhere, to the glory of everything and everybody everywhere. To really create a perfect peace and a perfect poise within the very fiber of our being, to be radiant and brilliant in nothing but love, love being the harmony of the truth and of existence, and the truth being that we are all these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme reality that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal, and that our now moment holds for us the capacity and the potentiality to truly activate the absolute truth of who we are as conscious immortals. And when it come time to leave, we leave as embryonic gods and goddesses and received in the exalted realms with standing ovations, because we did what we were sent to do, to self-actualize, self-realize, be harmonized with the laws of existence, and to stand on behalf of the reconciliation, the restoration, the realignment, and the resurrection of a fallen humanity. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal.